start. Okay, so we just thought it would be good to use this time just to share about our trip to Africa, because we only tend to go out, well, we used to go out once every year, and we've had to reduce that largely because of cost down to once every 2 years. And so it's quite hard sometimes to really stay connected with what's happening, and it's our heart that for all of us to really feel what we feel when we're out there, and the only way of doing that is sharing. So I hope that, you know, what we've got to share with you this morning will really, you know, bless you and touch your heart. So I know Pete and Helen have I'm not going to say anything, so you just go for it.
Right. So Pete and I have been involved in giving into Zambia right from the very beginning. So when the opportunity presented itself for us to fund our own trip and join Rich and Kim and Pete on their official visit to Zambia, we jumped at the chance. And it's really hard to put into words our experience. It's a bit corny to say, but it's true. You have to be there to capture the heart of the people, to actually look into their eyes and see the gratitude and feel the genuine warmth of their handshake and their hugs, and to connect personally with the names and faces we've heard so much about in the past. We felt we received a really warm welcome from everyone that we met, and we were left in no doubt of their gratitude that they had for us coming to visit. So after an overnight flight with a layover in Doha, we arrived in Lusaka on Wednesday morning, and we went straight to the hotel for a quick freshen up and then straight on to Pastor Joseph's church for a service. The location of his church gave us our first experience of leaving the tarmac roads for the Zambian dirt tracks. Let me just say, the potholes that we have here are tiny in comparison to the ones out there. It was a very bumpy ride, and we were very grateful for the four-wheel drive vehicle that we hired. So Lusaka is the capital of Zambia and is noticeably more affluent than Solwezi. And Pastor Joseph's church and Pastor Isaac's church are in the poorer areas of the city. A few years ago, we helped Pastor Joseph purchase the land where his church meets and to build a wall around that land to enclose it. The building, the church building, is now taking shape, but it has no roof. So they currently meet within the church compound and around the church building. The area has a dirt floor, as you might be able to see on the photograph, and two of the sides of the compound walls, and it has just two sides, which are the compound walls, and then a partially covered roof of corrugated tin and tarpaulings. So it only provides very limited shelter from the sun and the rain. Having experienced sitting in a three-hour meeting in that sweltering heat with insufficient tarpaulins to cover the whole congregation, a request for funds to finish the roof seemed very understandable. And so it's good to know that money is going to be sent out to provide a roof. Pastor Isaac rents a building for his church, but basically it's a tin shack. And understandably, he too would love to buy some land and build a church for his growing congregation. But land in Lusaka is getting very expensive. Despite the lack of facilities, they are both growing vibrant churches, and their worship is full of praise and life. They would hugely benefit from more space and watertight buildings. As we're only a small church ourselves, it's very sad that we don't have the capacity to help and support them more by giving monthly to either of these churches. But we do give one-off gifts as and when our leaders discern it's the right thing to do. Such gifts have been a keyboard that is still being used in Pastor Joseph's church, and Betty's sewing machine, which is still being put to good use, supporting her own family by making and selling clothes and teaching other ladies to sew. And it's Betty who makes these colourful outfits that we're wearing. Please do pray for our leaders and trustees, as these requests for money are decisions that are often very difficult to make. The main focus of our trip, however, was to go to Solwezi, which is a 12-hour drive, or as we did, a one-hour flight away. And that's where our regular monthly giving supports Pastor Maureen. Pete and I had not appreciated how much Pastor Maureen has had to contend with since her husband, Pastor Evans, died a few years ago. She is now a single mother with six children to care for, the youngest being only four. She's also director of the school and the pastor of a growing church of 200 people. All this in a male-dominated culture has been a challenge for her, yet she does it with such grace, calmness, and dignity. Even with the support we give her, the recent drought and the cost of living rising so steeply means she too finds it difficult to feed her own family. Yet the church is still growing and the school is flourishing. The school was an absolute joy to see, and we felt very proud of all that they had achieved. It was much more up together than I imagined and very well maintained and cared for. It was great to see the classroom that was damaged last year be restored with a new roof, and the plastic brightly coloured tables and chairs we provided brought a great vibrancy to the reception class. The children are beautiful. They're so happy, smiley and friendly, and they're so very well disciplined and respectful and very polite. The school is very close to the airport, and so a few of the children met us at the airport in Solwezi and welcomed us with flags and scarves and with speeches that they had prepared. It was so very, very touching. It was a great experience buying and packing 210 gift bags for the children. They received their gift bags very formally in the individual classrooms, but once outside in preparation for the photograph, it was obvious they were absolutely delighted with the gifts. What we provide may seem a drop in the ocean, but it's heartwarming to see that the money we send out means that 210 children have access to an excellent education. Our giving means the school can provide the children with a meal every day, without which they may well go hungry, and uniforms which they wear with pride. Our giving also supplies all the day-to-day resources they need to learn. Again, you need to appreciate just how much the school also provides so many benefits for the community. It gives employment to Maureen and the school staff, the teachers, secretary, the cook and the cleaner. And the borehole that we paid for provides water for the whole community and not just the school, and saves a long daily walk to the river to get some. The generator provides the school with electricity when the frequent power cuts happen during the day, and this happens across the whole city, and even in the hotel where we were, the electricity was only available around the meal times. So not all the families of the children who come to school go to the church, but 180 families have, are, and will continue to benefit hugely from their children having an education, lifting them out of poverty and a hand-to-mouth existence. The mealy bags we gave them meant 180 families had guaranteed food for a few weeks, and I don't think we can really appreciate how thankful it made them feel. Those who collected the bags all wanted to shake our hands, take a picture of us, take a selfie, and personally thank us. That's a lot of handshakes, and it's very humbling. We can't possibly help everyone, but we are helping make a huge difference to a few. And we must believe and trust that this investment into their lives will have a ripple effect far into the future generations too. By going to visit them and showing we love and care for the family gives these dear people so much self-worth and hope for the future. Thank you so much for your prayers. Pete and I kept well, and all the travel arrangements went according to plan. And thanks to Pete Smallcroft's careful driving, there were no accidents or incidents. There were many tear-jerking moments during the week, but for me, there's probably two that stand out. Firstly, it's absolutely heartbreaking to see disabled and disfigured people knock on your car window trying to sell their goods as you were queued in the traffic, but you dare not make eye contact with them or buy anything, as you would be inundated with others crowding around the car, and it is very intimidating. But the most humbling of all was to have a whole congregation kneel before you in honour and gratitude for all we do. As Pastor Maureen said at the time, she has nothing to give us but her love and her gratitude. The whole trip was a wonderful experience, and we can honestly say it has been a privilege to meet and connect with the people that we are supporting. It's been so helpful to visualise firsthand where the money the church sends out is being used, and really reassuring to know that it's being used wisely and making such a big difference. So if you would like to experience that for yourself, then please do talk to Rich and Kim to see what can be arranged.
Just to add, we must not underestimate the relationship, support and encouragement that our leaders give to Pastor Maureen in Solwezi, Pastors Joseph and Isaac in Lusaka. It is so much appreciated, and Richard is seen as their spiritual father. Pastor Richard gave of his all as he preached three very different but incredibly timely messages during our time there. The word encouraged and blessed each church just where they were. Being pastor of any church is hard, but in Zambia, where they and their congregations are living in such poverty, those pastors see the physical daily needs around them, and they don't have the resources to meet those needs. The stresses and strains must be incredible. Their reliance on God to provide for their needs is paramount. Do continue to pray for our leaders and trustees as they discern the requests they have for money to be sent out. I'd like to finish with a well-known quote. If you give a man a fish, you feed him for a day. If you teach a man to fish, he can feed his family for a lifetime. And I believe that's what we're aiming to do as a church. And it's working. We have seen how the money we send out is empowering the pastors to serve their community. And the school, by providing the children with a good education, can lift families out of poverty. It was a fantastic opportunity to see how we're doing this. And if anyone would like the opportunity to go, I would highly recommend it.
How can I follow that? What I got out of this trip was I didn't get arrested for driving. There were no major incidents. I'm going to keep it short because Helen and Pete have said everything. No matter what our circumstances in the developed world are, we have access to so much, and we take this for granted. It's hard to imagine how these people live such basic lives. And I believe that if you have you'll get the chance to have the experience at first hand to get an insight, please go for it. I know I'm changed every time I visit Zambia. And I'd like you to get a first-hand experience of it. I'd like to thank you all for your support for School for Kids and making a real difference for the people's lives in Zambia. I said I was going to keep it short.
Thanks, Pete. Well, it was truly a great trip, and you know, both have alluded to the fact that we were kept safe, we were protected. You know, we didn't have any problems with police or military or anything, which is all a bonus from the past. I just want to thank God, because when you do a trip like this, it doesn't happen that, oh, we're on a trip. It takes months of planning, and we started planning back in September, October last year. And it wasn't easy sorting out dates that fitted around the school holidays and all ourselves as well. And also, for some reason, systems like Expedia weren't working. So when we were trying to book the flights and we got to Zambia, we were thinking, are we actually going to get on the right flights? Have we actually got flights? Because the paperwork wasn't coming through and all sorts of things. So do thank God for his protection beforehand and during the trip. So that was great. So the main reason, Rich and I last visited in 2022, and that was just under a year after we lost Pastor Evans. And that was primarily to support Maureen because, as Helen said, she'd lost the husband with six children, of which Peculiar, was only 4 months old at the time when she lost Pastor. And so we spent that time with her, encouraging her, building her up. 3 years later, she's doing really well. She carries a lot. She's director of the school. She has six children, although the two older ones do help quite a lot. Wendy is 25, and she now helps in the school to support Maureen. And the head teacher and the secretary do a lot on the day-to-day running, so she does have support there. And in the church, she has three lovely pastors who support her. She's got O'Brien, who actually meets at the church with her. And then she's got two other pastors. I love the names. Pastor Miracle and Pastor Light. And they have fellowships outside of the church, but still come under the Path of Life Ministries and come under Maureen. But our visit this time, our particular visit, was because we've said a few times now, they had a visit last year from the Ministry of Education. I keep calling it Ministry of Defence, but I mean education. And they produced, just like we have Ofsted reports here, they produce a list of things that must do better or can you check this out sort of thing. So we were able to spend a good amount of time with Maureen. I had a three-page list of questions to ask her, which was daunting for me because of obviously cultural differences and although Maureen speaks English really, really well, I don't know if she always understands me and I don't always understand her accent and things, but she was amazing. She was succinct. She was clear. She went on to explain in more detail the questions I was asking. It gave us a completely clear picture of what's happening in the school. And we don't do this for fun. We'd rather just go out there and have a great time with her. But we needed to do this because not only had the Ministry of Education done this report, so we needed to know that she was supported by us, but also stewardship, who does our examination, they badger us and say, well, have you been out there, have you covered this, where does the money go, what's the school like? And so it was to get a clear picture of what was happening. So from that point of view, our trip, that was a big tick because she's doing so well. As I say, cultural differences and everything, but we did feel we were both on the same page ourselves with Maureen and the school. In between visits, Rich and I have regular FaceTime meetings with Maureen to keep on top of how things are, and that really helps because we can do that regularly all year round. And so when we went out there, it actually made it a lot easier because we weren't coming in cold. She knew we were going to be asking some of these questions and she'd been able to have time to think about it. As Helen said, the school is amazing. The children are amazing. They're so respectful. I actually learnt a few bit of maths because they were teaching maths in, what was it, notations and things. And I think, don't know that I can answer that one. But the kids just knew and they were great. And as I say, very respectful. We did have some fun times as well. So the word of the week was, do you want to share? Because Helen, every time we had a meal, and again, if you've ever been to Zambia, the meals are not small by any stretch of the imagination. So for example, if you had a schnitzel at the restaurant, two pieces that big. Now, for us, we just about managed one each, so we shared. So every time we had a meal, wasn't it, P? Shall we share? So that became the saying of the week. For us personally, as you know, there's been a drought out in Africa, which we've been helping to support by getting the generator and everything. But of course, as you know, when Richard and I ever go away, it rains. And so, on Friday night, we had the most horrendous storm in Solwezi. It was bouncing off the patio and literally thunderstorm all night. So that wasn't a blessed time for me. As you know, I don't like thunder and lightning, but Richard snored through it, the whole lot. You'll see that we have a new addition. Normally, we have the dresses and the shirts, and I've just bought a sample of what we've got in our house that Richard's collected over the years. And they're great. They do these dresses, and they send them back to all the leaders. But we were presented with scarves this year, and I think there is a picture up there of when they met us at the airport with scarves. So that's new. And the flags as well on the tables. So that was exciting. And, you know, they do this from nothing. They have nothing. They have no money. And yet they present us with all these things. Pete provided us with School for Kids t-shirts, again, which was great to wear when we gave them out to the children. And for Pete, they took a gazillion photographs, so I hope you're enjoying some of them. And there is a link on the newsletter to that. So that was really great as well. The translators, again, you'll see it up there, followed Rich around. So wherever Richard went, they did it. Not only did they follow him, they did the same actions. So if he was like this, they were like this. If he was up here, they were. And it's quite fascinating to watch this mirror. So that's always amusing. And then Helen heard the famous, I can't do it, which is their way of sort of saying hallelujah. It's their high praise. And so that was quite an experience hearing it for the first time. So that was great fun. And then the dancing. Both churches, or three churches that we went to, actually, we were dragged up. We were asked to join them to dance. And all week, Helen and I were trying to learn the steps of the dance. Rubbish at it, but we gave it a go. So that was a new one for us this year as well. So that was some fun things. One of the things I did notice is how westernised it's become in 3 years. So again, 3 years ago, the men would have all worn the shirts and the ladies the dresses to the meetings. So Rich faithfully turns up in his Africa shirts to each of the meetings, and the men are just in shirts or polo shirts or football shirts. And the ladies would wear something like this with jeans or something underneath, and then put this wrap around as a sign of respect when they're in church and things. So we noticed less buses, more traffic. So just in 3 years, we've noticed a few changes. But it always warms our hearts when we go out. With the help of this little church here in a small village called Frenche, we're able to support one church in a major way, one school, which is brilliant, and then another two churches in Lusaka. How blessed are we?
Good. Well, I think you heard it all, so I'm not going to add any more to that. Just to encourage you to do look at the report I sent out. In the report, there is a link which will take you to a Google Photos album where there are lots of photos and videos you can just browse. And if you have any questions about anything we're doing in Africa, then please just come and chat to us. And like everyone has said, you only really experience it when you're there. You know, as much as we can tell you and try and get you to feel what we feel, you only really feel it when you're there. Now, that's something to go away and think about. At this point, I think can I do a quick photo? Because I can send a photo to Joseph and Maureen and say, just explain that we did an Africa Sunday. If we just stand here, and then I can send them something.